This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, July 29th. God's word to you today is no equal. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 40, verse 25 and 26, and it says, "To whom will you compare me? Who is my equal? Ask the Holy One. Look up into the heavens. Who created all the stars? He brings them out like an army. Because of his great power and incomparable strength, not a single one is missing." The first commandment lays the foundation for freedom. However, the challenge most times is in embracing God unconditionally. Will you embrace God with conditions, or will you embrace him unconditionally? This is the question everybody would have to answer. Is it going to be anxiety and worry, or is it going to be God? What will rule your life? It will shock you to know that some people have actually made their spouse their God, and for some others, it is their parents or their children. Choose today. Is it going to be your parents, your children, or is it going to be God? For some other people, what is on the throne of their hearts is gold. Is it going to be gold or God? No matter how close your friend is, he or she cannot answer this question for you. No matter how much your spouse loves you, he or she cannot answer this question for you. You have to answer this question by yourself. In your life, what will it be? Jesus points us to Moses, and there is so much to learn from the man Moses and his experiences with God. Exodus 3, verses 13 and 14 says, "But Moses protested, 'If I go to the people of Israel and tell them, the God of your ancestors has sent me to you, they will ask me, what is his name? Then what should I tell them?' God replied to Moses, 'I am who I am. Say this to the people of Israel, I am, has sent me to you.'" Imagine this. God has sent him out, right? And then Moses asks for a name that once he mentions it, the people will know he is legit. And God responds, "I am." If it were me, I would probably say, "I am. I want to know your name. God is, I am who I am." That is so big and so profound. God is saying to you and I today, "I am self-existing, all-sufficient, God all by myself, and I am the one who sent Moses. I am not who you think I am. I am who I am. I am not necessarily who you say I am. I am who I am. I am the person I am." Some say what you think about God is who God is to you. I totally disagree. God says, "I am who I am, not who you think I am." Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.